I mean, I'm not sucking up to you, okay? I just doesn't.
We appreciate it if you are, though.
I think you ought to junk that idea, move forward with this idea, and move forward it seriously. And regards for saying Rosenbaum's concern, per diem is money, and it does cost, but that's a very small investment if we get the system and get a good system that takes care of our employees and is manageable on the cost side. I'll say one other editorial thing, then I'll quit. We were done a big disservice in the middle 90s when we allowed the issue of whether the employee or the employer should pay the 6% to rise to the level of debate and be a statewide debate and vote on. The employer paying the 6% is a good deal for both parties. It has nothing to do with what needs to be done, and we allowed that to get so far out of hand that rather than focus on the retirement system, you ought to focus on what's it like in 30 years. What's the new hire? How are you going to keep the new hire, take care of them well? So that's what the focus ought to be, and that's what the focus of this kind of task force would be. I encourage you to go with it. Thank you.
Also, do you have any comments on, I think it's LC 62 as it relates to expediting to the Supreme Court as it relates to mortality tables? Any thoughts?
I don't think about the law.
Nothing about the law at all?
I have principles. I don't work with the law.
You may be in the wrong building. That's just the thought.
Is that AL Close?
Representative Close.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ozzie, you mentioned it sounds like you have opposition to the defined contributions, but the private sector has gone largely to that. So I wonder if you can tell me,
Ms. Chair,
why you have opposition to that.
Ms. Chair, my opposition isn't to the defined contribution. It's to suggest that that's the answer to the task force work. I do think that a defined benefit has its place, and we may still want to use it. It may not be exactly like the one we have. Again, the purpose of the system is to attract and keep a good quality workforce. And I don't think that the people throwing up defined contribution, but I'm under a defined contribution system. I understand them very thoroughly. My friends who are under the system show me all the time their little reports, and they're different than mine. But I don't think you people should decide at this point that we're going to change to a defined contribution. And the first bill said that. This one doesn't say it, but it sure leaves you with the idea. And I think it ought to be on the table. But I don't think you should put it in this language. I think that's what you're pointing the task force for. And again, we want a system that gets people to come and want. We don't. People who have math degrees, we want really good, high-quality math people teaching math. We don't provide them a compensation package that encourages them to come to us rather than to go to Intel or somewhere else for that math degree. That's part of the discussion you got to have, and I think that the retirement system is an important part of that, and you may want a defined benefit as part of that package, or you may want options. I just don't want it to look like it's off the table, and everybody has to admit the reason you talk about defined contributions is, yes, they'd be done it because it's cheaper. And yeah, it might be cheaper, but there's some other costs related to it. I just want a good discussion, 8-10 months to do it, and focus and see where we are.
Ozzie, I'm not sure I necessarily agree with you that everybody believes or is wanting to go with defined contribution because it saves money. I think one of the aspects to it is it's pretty definite in terms of the cost to the employer. They know what it's going to be.
Yes,
if it's a defined contribution. And that would be my reasoning in looking at it, is it's just a system by which you can essentially fix the costs for the employer, and they know what their costs are going to be. And, you know, that obviously that contribution grows over time, and the benefit is, at the end, what it is. So I wouldn't agree with you that it's necessarily because it's cheaper. Just an editorial comment on my part. Would you like to respond?
That's your point of view. No, I'd probably say something silly.
You can suck up some more. I want to give you the opportunity. Representative Patridge, are you twirling your pen for...
I'm twirling my pen for a reason, Mr. Chair.
All right.
I I would agree with what you said, Mr. Chair, and I would hate it to go out that we're looking at defined contribution because it's cheaper. It depends on how big the benefit is. If you're putting in 10% of people's salaries and a 5 or 6% match, that could potentially be more than people get today. So I think that we have to look at defined contributions plans in light of it. And I guess I would also tell the committee, I was reading the Statesman Journal this morning, and if you go back into the financial section, I think the headline was 401 cares or luckier, don't complain or something like that. Totally unrelated to what we're doing even here in the legislature. And it said only 50% of the people out there have any kind of pension. And only 20% of those who do have pensions have defined contribution plans. So, you know, not that defined contribution or defined benefit is better, but I'm just saying, in light of the discussion we're having, in light of what we're doing, I just encourage people to look at, maybe take a look at that article if you have time later on today.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Rose.
Patridge made my point. Not that one is better than the other. Therefore, they ought to, there ought not be language that leads you to one, is all I'm asking.
Okay.
It'll help us with people who are very critical of what you're up to, for one thing.
So lines 13 through 17 is your, on page 2, is your recommendation, just eliminate those lines?
On line 13, after the word plan, put a period. And eliminate everything through line 17 to the word employer, period there.
Okay. We appreciate the recommendation.
Thank you.
Anyone else for Mr. Rose?
No.
Okay. Anyone else wishing to testify on any of the three bills? Okay. Seeing no one else, the committee will stand in recess, and we will, I think we probably ought to head up to the floor. I believe we're going to be up there at 3. So we'll check in up there, and please wait for further announcements as it relates to this committee. The committee will stand in recess.